again, this is the old Good Morning Man with program number 198 in a 260-chapter series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as the great series hosted by Frank L. Fitzsimmons, so we call it simply Where Fitz Left Off. Everybody in Boston called him Bill, but when he was going to school at Dana, he was known as FaZe. And we'll tell you about this unusual Henderson County man who accomplished the impossible in Boston right after this. Back about 5 years ago, the propaganda about fall coloring in New England got the best of us, and we persuaded Gene and Jim Pierce to take a globe tour, beginning with Amtrak passenger service from Greenville to Boston, and then by bus all over New England as far north as Bahaba and the Acadia National Forest. In Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, Massachusetts, the colors are bright and beautiful, but with nowhere near the brilliant variety that you have in our own Great Smoky Mountains. Now, to have anybody tell you about or present a slideshow of a trip they've made is about as exciting as watching your toenails grow, so we'll spare you the details except only to mention that in Boston, we did go aboard the USS Constitution, the ship we know better as Old Ironsides. We did see Ben Franklin's statue in front of the old City Hall. We checked out Quincy's Market and Faneuil Hall. Now, at the time FaZe Brown arrived in Boston, it was known only as the Bull and Finch Pub on Beacon Street. It would be after FaZe Brown had become powerful and successful that the Bull and Finch would become known as Cheers, which even today, the Cheers Bar creates a waiting line to get in because of its fame on TV. Nobody in Boston, by the way, ever heard of FaZe Brown. They knew him as Bill Brown. When he went to school at Dana, nobody knew him as Bill. He was FaZe. William Lafayette Brown, that's the FaZe, Lafayette. Parents, Mr. and Ms. William W. Brown. And FaZe went to Dana School under Principal C.F. Jervis, just like his brother Garland, Sheriff Ab Jackson's top detective, Liberta Lamb, and Mrs. Willie B. Marshall, all of Henderson County. After Dana High School, Brown attended Mars Hill College and the Newberry College in South Carolina. He had toyed with the idea of the Naval Academy, but instead graduated from Harvard University and then served in the Navy. And while on that tour of duty, he became assistant manager of the Bank of Guam, and that got him started in banking. In 1949, Brown, having outgrown the nickname FaZe, was known as Bill, and he managed to land a job as a trainee of the First National Bank of Boston. Now, if C.F. Jervis were alive today, he'd tell you he expected nothing less than Brown being quickly promoted to loan officer, and in just 10 years, Brown to become a vice president of the bank in Boston. In his early years, he concentrated on credit and lending, especially to young loan companies that were springing up along Route 123 and were financing firms on the Eastern Shore specializing in research and development. By 1966, Bill Brown had become an executive vice president, and 3 years later would be named to the board of directors. Finding willing shoulders, he was assigned planning and control activities, supervision of mutual funds, stock transfer and custody programs. And in the summer of 1971, William Lafayette Brown of Dana, North Carolina, was elected president of the First National Bank of Boston, at the time New England's largest bank. And Bill FaZe Brown would be the first Southerner to hold that position in the history of the bank. Now, there's a certain contagion about serving on a large corporate board. You rub elbows with other corporate leaders, and then you're invited to serve on the boards of the companies they control. So Bill Brown served on such boards as Stone & Webster. It's a New York engineering, investment, banking, and consulting firm. He served on the boards of First Capital Corporation of Boston, First Bank Financial, Boston Overseas Financial, Overseas Trade Development Corporation, Standard International Corporation. And he also was president and director of Children's Hospital Medical Center in Boston. In talking to Velda Brown, a sister-in-law, I learned that Bill Lafayette Brown is now 74 and retired, but still has access to the corporate limousine. The family home is in Weston, Massachusetts, Boston, really, although they do have a place on Cape Cod and a wintertime watering hole in Naples, Florida. Bill married Helen Presbury,
and they have two daughters and two sons. I met and visited with Bill Brown at a political rally at Jack Ward's tractor place a few years back. And he and his wife come back to Hendersonville about every year and have been considering buying a place here just to prove you can come home again. Another memory of this seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.